You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
We are eternally grateful to Pastor Twyman for yet another opportunity to stand and to have this opportunity to preach the gospel. Thank you, Pastor. To my fellow ministers and to all of the officers and members and visitors, we greet you all in the risen name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know that it is a blessing to be in the house of prayer just one more time. Yes, sir. We thank the voices of praise this morning. Amen. 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 I was going to sing Thank You, Lord, but Jason took care of that for me. Appreciate that, Jason. I want to call your attention to a familiar passage of scripture found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. I'm going to read for your hearing verses 16 through 20. I'm going to read it first from the King James Version, and then I'm going to read it from the Good News Bible. When you have it, just say amen. Reading there from the King James Version, you will find these words: that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now I'm going to read that same passage of scripture from the Good News Bible. I ask God from the wealth of his glory to give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. And I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all God's people, may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know his love, although it can never be fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God. To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask or even think of. For just a few moments, I won't be long, I want to use for a subject this morning: he's done more than enough. I thought it's coming from that 20th verse. He's done more than enough. I wonder this morning if it's possible that we sometimes take God for granted. In our Sunday school, we have been looking at the beginnings, going all the way back to the creation. And we are constantly, or at least I have been constantly reminded of God's great provision for his creation. He's done so much already. And this sermon today is a interactive sermon. I'm going to share the message, and all you have to do is think about God's goodness to you. But I'm reminded of God's great provision in his creation. The same fruit-producing trees that produce fruit in the original garden are still producing fruit for us today. The same cattle, producing cattle, are still the same cattle producing cattle that we have today. The same ribeyes that you've been enjoying, that filet mignon, and, all that good stuff. God created it in the beginning. And I don't know how to tell you, but he's done more than enough. Because every day when I think about it, he's still providing over and over and over again. With every breath that I take, that same air that God created in creation is still providing a breath for us today. I wish I could tell you he's done more than enough. He's been so good to us. When I look back over my life and I think about my early beginnings and how my shoes used to talk sometimes and how he blessed me so that I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff anymore. How I used to have to wear worn out clothes, try and cover the holes. God has done more than enough. I wonder if he's done the same thing for you. When you think about it, when you look back over your life, we didn't have the tin roofs like they used to have down south, but we still had rain coming in the house sometimes. But God has blessed us and put us in a position and in a place where we don't have to go through those things right now. But there are still some, even in the city of Detroit, who are still living a life that is not worthy of God's creation. Even though he's already provided more than enough. The book of Ephesians was written to the church at Ephesus to strengthen the believers in their Christian faith by explaining the nature and the purpose of the church, which is the body of Christ. The letter was not written to confront any particular heresy or problem in the churches. It was simply a letter written to encourage the churches in that particular area. Yes, sir. Paul had spent over 3 years at Ephesus, and as a result, he was very close to this particular church. Yes, so Ephesus or Ephesians is simply a book of encouragement. In the book, Paul affirms the nature of the church and begins by reminding us of the glorious fact that believers in Christ have been showered with God's kindness, blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I can stop right there because he's done more than enough right there. He reminds them that that God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and without blame before him in love. He's done more than enough. Having predestinated us unto adoption, the children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Sealed us with his Holy Spirit. Filled us with the Spirit's power. Freed us from sin's curse and bondage. Redeemed us through his blood. And having granted us the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace, and having given us an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will, I tell you that he's already done enough. Paul reminded them how truly blessed we are, that God has called us out of the world of darkness and into his marvelous light. It's by grace that we have been saved, and that not of ourselves, but it is a gift of God. By faith, he saved us. And that's more than enough. Paul then, overcome with emotion by remembering all that God has done, challenges the Ephesians and us to live close to Christ. And as we come to our text, Paul breaks out in spontaneous praise as he seeks to comprehend the magnitude of God's love. God's love is total. It reaches every corner, every aspect of our lives. His love will last for the duration of our lives. His love is good not only for life, but it's good for death and the life to come. I'm trying to tell you that he's already done more than enough. His love for his people is immeasurable. It cannot be measured. His love for his people is boundless. It's limitless. It's never ending. When you think that his love has run out, his grace steps in once again. And he reminds us of how much he loves us every time we wake up in the morning. Paul puts it this way in the book of Romans, "For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future. Neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Jesus Christ, our Lord." I heard someone say one day, who wouldn't serve a God like this? He's done more than enough. The Bible says that God for so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. It goes on to say, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's done more than enough. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I'm trying to tell you that he's done more than enough. I'm getting ready to get out of here, but I came by to tell you that the God and the Christ that I serve, he took off his robe in glory, came down through 42 generations, was born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. He walked this earth for 33 long years, healing the sick and the brokenhearted, preaching the gospel to the poor, preaching deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind. I tell you, he's done more than enough. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I tell you that he's done more than enough. And for all the good that he did, he was betrayed of men, arrested and led from judgment hall to judgment hall. Isaiah says he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. I tell you this morning that he's done more than enough. He died one Friday. They had taken him out to Calvary, nailed his hands and nailed his feet. They hung him high and stretched him wide. He died one Friday for your sins and my sins. I tell you that he's done more than enough. They took him down and buried him in a borrowed tomb. I tell you, he's done more than enough. He stayed dead all night Friday night. Stayed dead all day Saturday. Stayed dead all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, he got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. I tell you, he's done more than enough. He saved my soul from a burning hell. He's done more than enough. What about you? I told you at the beginning, this is an interactive message. Has he came into your life? Has he made your life over? Has he made you brand new? Has he given you eternal life? A life that will never end. He's made the provision. He died for all of us on Calvary. What more could he do? He's already done more than enough. You ought to heed to the Spirit's call. If you don't know the Lord as the pardon for your sin, you ought to surrender your life to Him right now. He's already made provisions for you. And not only for this life. You don't have to struggle by yourself. He became a man that He might know our pains and our sorrows. He didn't have to do it, but He did. He's done more than enough. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.